Lou Manfredini here. Do you have cracked or sunken concrete areas around your home? Call PermaSeal for a free estimate. Don't replace it, raise it. Call 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
Might be getting familiar with Teresa Murray. She is a consumer watchdog with the U.S. Public Interest Research Group. Over 5 million swimming pools, these are above ground swimming pools, have been recalled. And these are swimming pools that were sold at Costco, Lowe's, Target, Walmart. About 250,000 of them were sold in Canada. So it's an issue because, Teresa, kids have drowned, right?
Yes. Good afternoon, Lisa. Yeah, this is so tragic. And then the thing that's surprising about this is these products have been sold since 2002 at, like you said, stores nationwide: Walmart, Target, Depot, Lowe's, Costco, Sam's Club, Amazon. I mean, pretty much every major retailer. And the Consumer Product Safety Commission, which of course is incredibly important for our safety, they have linked at least 9 drownings of children to these pools, children between the ages of 2 and 3. I mean, just gut-wrenching. And apparently what has happened is these are above-ground pools, like 4-foot-high pools, and they have this compression strap that kind of wraps around it, like to hold the pool in, which, you know, would be a problem if it didn't hold together. And then the kids can use it to step up on and get into the pool. And so
I saw the picture, Teresa. When I saw the picture of a 3-year-old using that to step up and get into the pool, it really burned an image in my mind, because we can all see what happens next. They go head into the pool.
Oh, yeah.
And then they're underwater.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and you're absolutely right. I mean, and this is the kind of thing where maybe parents and families have done the responsible thing and have made sure there's no ladder, there's no way, you know, the deck doesn't go to the pool. And yet this stupid compression strap is there that allows a gap for a kid to step on. And, you know, and this is not in any way blaming parents or families that have pools. This is clearly a hazardous product, and I'm just stunned that it took more than 20 years for this thing to get recalled, because I'll tell you what, and this just really infuriates me, is some of these incidents, Lisa, they go back to 2007. The first drowning that was connected with this was 2007. What in the heck has been happening all these years? Why in the world did it take so doggone long to get this product pulled off the market and to warn parents?
Yeah, so if you have neighbors, you know, who might be unaware of this recall of 5 million swimming pools, and you see they've got an above-ground pool with that compression strap around it, it's about 2 feet up, so easy for a little kid to jump up on it, and then, boom, they're in the pool. Tell them about it. Share the information.
Yeah, and you know, you make a good point. I mean, these were under the brands of Bestway, Intex, and Polygroup, which, you know, if I had a pool, I probably wouldn't know what brand it was. I doubt you would either. But the point of it is there are probably other pools that are made like this. So I would really encourage people to keep an eye out for anything that looks like this kind of pool and ask questions.
Yeah, absolutely. Ford, Mercedes-Benz, Jaguar have recalled over, 750,000 vehicles?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we have these all the time, Lisa, and it doesn't excuse it. I mean, the ones that make us crazy are when the brakes fail or when there's airbags that explode in your face or something that causes a fire, and then they say, oh, gosh, well, guess what? We'll send you a notice in 6 weeks and let you know about it. But I think the most serious one of these were the Fords. There were about 700,000 Ford Bronco Sports and Escapes model years 21 to 24 for the Sports and 20 to 22 for the Escapes. And the problem is they have a fuel injector that can crack and leak gas, and then you have a fire underneath the hood of your car. And so that's a problem. And again, with the things that make us crazy, is apparently Ford began investigating this last year, and it took them all of this until this year to get these, you know, to get out the alert for this. And it, again, the letters are supposed to be mailed out the week of August 18th. So, you know, meanwhile, you might have a potential fire underneath the hood of your car. And so I would encourage anybody who has any model of these Ford SUVs, the small SUVs, to check it out. Make sure that you know what model year you have, what the recall is affecting. If you don't have to wait to get the letter in the mail, right? Like, call your dealership and try to get it, you know, see if you can get it fixed or what needs to be done.
And what's the deal with the deodorant? I never could clearly identify what's in the deodorant that they made such a huge recall.
Yeah, I'll tell you about that real quick. But the important thing here, too, Lisa, is I really encourage people to go to safercar.gov.
Oh, yeah.
It's a website. You can go to it. It's through the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. You go to the page, and in the middle it says recalls. And then you click on it, and you can enter your VIN, okay? And you can see if you have any recalls on your car right now. And better yet, you can sign up to get an alert. If only your car, not everybody else's, only your car has a fuel leak, you know, airbag.
I forgot to tell you this, because the last time you were on, you talked about safercar.gov. And guess what? The current administration has killed that website. So when you go to, it goes now to the NHTSA, right?
Well, that's the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. It's the same place. So if you go to safercar.gov, it will take you to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.gov/recalls. And safercar.gov is just a heck of a lot easier to remember than that nonsense that I just spewed out. So it's
okay,
just a redirect. It's the same thing. But anyway, so about your deodorant. Yeah, these were, this was about 67,000 cases of a Power Stick brand. So a couple of roll-ons and then one stick deodorant. It's kind of funny because it just said, the FDA just said that they violated current good manufacturing practices, but they were kind of subtle about it. They didn't really specify. Most likely, it has to do with, like, the methods of manufacturing or the facilities where the products were manufactured or the controls that were in place. Most likely, it was something that was unsanitary, you know, which is kind of ironic if you're putting a deodorant on that may have bacteria or may not work right, which, you know, a lot of times the FDA will get after some of these products because of the labeling, because labeling could be something else involved with this deodorant. So if, like, this deodorant said, hey, if you use this product, you can run a marathon in today's 90-degree heat, you're not a smell, then that would probably be a lie, and that would be a problem. But most likely with this deodorant, it's something that's like bacteria-related contamination that could cause like irritation or, you know, some kind of rash, something like that. And so it did things. I don't know how it got discovered. The FDA didn't give out a whole lot of information. But people are always encouraged to go to the FDA.gov's recalls website, and then the same thing with USDA for food and for other kinds of products.
Always great to talk to you. You're in Ohio, right?
Yes, yes.
You have the misery as far as heat that we have today, or will you get it tomorrow?
Oh, yes. Definitely, girlfriend. We've got a lot of, I mean, it hasn't been as hot this week as what it was like last week, but it's here, and it's getting worse.
Thank you so much, Teresa.
All right, you take care.
Teresa Murray with the U.S. Public Interest Research Group. And, of course, we post all recalls, anything we just talked about. You will find at WGNRadio.com.